here's a kind of a counterintuitive point, but listen, you can hear it with Amy, you can hear it with me. What if you get paid the most for the things that are the easiest to you? Not Amen. The hardest, the easiest to you. Now, this is exactly the opposite of so much of what we've been taught. But look at Amy, look at me. How you know you're on to your unique value is so many times when you're helping someone in that area. Like if I was helping Amy with her offer or she was helping me with my webinar, each one of us would be thinking, am I really getting paid for this? You know,
right.
This is fun. I'm with this cool person, showing him this thing that's easy to me. She's blown away. We'd both be thinking that, right? And you guys will see when you're helping people in this area, you'll have that thought. You'll be getting paid the most for the thing that's the easiest to you. And you'll be like, wow, am I really getting paid for this? And that, you know, that's the life. That is when you're really on what the Meant for More journey will take you to.
I'm Amy Porterfield, ex-corporate girl turned CEO of a multi-million dollar business. But it wasn't all that long ago that I lacked the confidence, money, and time to focus on growing my small but mighty business. Fast forward past many failed attempts and lessons learned, and you'll see the business I have today, one that changes lives and gives me more freedom than I ever thought possible, one that used to only exist as a daydream. I created the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to help you do the same. If you're an ambitious entrepreneur or one in the making who's looking to create a business that makes an impact and helps you create a life you love, you're in the right place. Let's get started. Wouldn't it be wonderful to share your gifts with the world while making an impact and a great income? Can I get an amen? In fact, I feel that right now in our current economy and our current crisis, the world needs what you have to offer. Or as my guest today says it, the world needs your unique value. That guest is Lisa Sasevich, and she's known as the Queen of Conversions. She's going to share just how to hone in on your unique value and actually leverage that value to make more money and a bigger impact. And I know right now you might be hesitant to show up in a bigger way. You may be thinking that you want to be a little bit quieter right now and just kind of wait to see what happens. Maybe hope things will go back to normal. However, my friend, there is no better time than right now to show up as your best self. Now is not the time to be playing small. Now's the time to play a bigger game and show up for those who really need you in this moment. And quite honestly, I just want you to prove to yourself that you can rise up even when things are scary, even when things are unknown. And today, my guest is going to help you do so. Lisa is an award-winning entrepreneur and business coach, and she just released her new book, Meant for More. It's all about an easy-to-follow formula that helps you own your unique value. We all have it. And she'll talk about what that looks like for you. And ultimately, make more money and make a bigger impact in those lives that you want to touch. And here's the best part. She teaches you how to do this without ever being salesy or too pushy, which I know a lot of my listeners are very sensitive about. And so I think you're going to love this episode because there's so many great insights that Lisa's going to share. All right, please help me welcome my friend, Lisa Sasevich. Well, hey there, Lisa. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Amy. I'm so excited to get to hang with you today.
You too. We were saying before we came on that we have ran in the same circles. We've been at the same events, but we never really have gotten time to hang out with each other. So this is, I guess, the second best thing to that. And I want my listeners to know a little bit about you in your own words. So before we dive into all the good stuff we've planned for this episode, can you tell my listeners a little bit about you?
Sure. Yeah. Thanks for asking. So I'm a pioneer in the online marketing world. I found that out when everybody had to stay inside and started using Zoom. And I realized I've been doing that for 12 years.
Right.
That really came about from wanting to be able to make a difference with what I knew and what I was figuring out my gifts were, and wanting to make great money doing it too. I just got to a point where I was tired of the double life, where I had the 9-to-5 corporate job, and then I had the stuff I was passionate about on nights and weekends. I'm like, I have to integrate this somehow. And so since that, over a decade ago, we have, to my own surprise, honestly, we have taught over 15,000 clients now in 134 countries.
Wow.
Really, how to get out there with what they uniquely offer, turn it into what we call an irresistible offer, and then how to make that offer to sell without being pushy or salesy. And we've turned into an Inc. 500 acknowledged business 2 years in a row. And you'll appreciate this, number 20 in women-owned businesses.
Nice. I love that.
Cinderella story of home-based business and allow me to be here for my kids and just been showing other people how to do the same.
Well, I love the topic of selling, especially when a woman entrepreneur with your success actually teaches the value in that and what that can look like when you sell from the heart, because it's a topic that comes up a lot with my audience and with my students, where you said the perfect word, they don't want to seem salesy. And so you have so much knowledge and so much to share in that area. And I know we're going to get into some of that here, but I got to talk about your book. And first of all, congratulations. So very exciting. And with that, the first paragraph in your book, just, it got me, because you have this profound story. And I know it's a big part of your journey and the inspiration behind building a business and even writing this book. So could you share with us that story?
Absolutely. And I think the story ties with the title. The book is called Meant for More. And, I just want everybody to let that sink in, like your relationship to those three words, meant for more. I think in each one of us, there's something special that we know is in there. Sometimes we're clear on what it is. Sometimes it's just a knowing deep down inside. And all the years that we've been helping, mission-driven, heart-centered entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs to sell without being salesy, when I get the chance to look in their eyes, either at a live setting or through, Zoom virtually, I see the same thing I see in my own eyes. It's just that I know I'm meant for more. I know my work and the help I can give to the planet is there's more. And I just want to harvest that. And I think that this sparked in me really from a younger age. I was about 19, going to college at San Diego State, and I grew up in the San Fernando Valley, part of Los Angeles. My mom was a single mom, raised my brother, who's a few years younger than me, and I 30 years ago. And I went to college, 3-hour drive away, the perfect location, enough to come home on the weekends and do laundry, but you're far
enough
to have to move onto the college campus. And I got that call in my senior year that was just a shock to my whole family, that my mom had been diagnosed with lung cancer. Mm. And we really didn't have any history of that in our family. She wasn't a smoker, but there it was. And it progressed really fast, Amy. Like from the time I got that call to literally about 10 months later, I was driving home from college to the hospital to be the one to take her out of the hospital and take her home and really snuggle up with her in her big bed and be there as she took her very last breath, literally in my arms.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
No, it wasn't even something that we had a lot of time to adjust to, because it happened so fast. And so, I don't remember a lot after that moment. But there's one thing that I do remember so vividly, and I know that it really sparked everything that I've done since then with my own life. And, what I remember is that people kept coming over to the house. We had a little memorial in our little modest backyard where people from work and a couple family members that we had, we have a small family, and friends with, hers came over, and we were all in the backyard. And I remember just kind of bopping from group to group. There were people sort of clustered in the backyard talking to each other. And I kept overhearing from the different groups of people as they talked about my mom. Her name was Ina. And they would say, "Oh, my Ina, you know, it's such a shame. If only she would have been able to go out on her own. She was so talented. And, you know, she really could have done so much more. And, oh, she should have, da 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 da," right? Like I just kept hearing woulda, coulda, shoulda. All the things that my mom woulda, coulda, shoulda, if only, that she could have done. And I know that that stuck in me. And I know that as I continued on my own path, kind of finding my own, what would be my parenting now that she was gone, and, you know, discovered personal development and really started to do my own work, I know that somewhere right there, I made a decision that, you know, kind of in her name, in her honor, I was not going to live a woulda, coulda, shoulda life, that I was gonna figure it out, like take the opportunities, take the risks, figure out what I was put here for, what I was made here for. And I did not have a roadmap, you know, so it was a lot of school of hard knocks, a lot of trying different things. And I feel so grateful because when I think about, you know, and I guess we each think about, you know, what would they be saying in the backyard about each of our lives?
Right.
I want it to sound.
Now, I want to hear about your journey from deciding not to live a woulda, coulda, shoulda life to actually living with more intentionality, because I know that your mom's journey really made an impact on your life. And I do believe like you've shown up in different ways that have made you who you are today. So will you share some of that?
Well, the journey, when I look in my own rearview mirror now, really had everything to do with figuring out what was my unique gift, my unique value. You know, what's that thing that all the different, I'll call them schools, that I went to kind of add up to, right? Like we all have the different schools we've been to. There's some of us have formal education. You might have college or beyond. That's one school. And then there's all the other schools, like, you know, the stuff that feels like a punch in the gut, like the school of hard knocks, we could call it. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got all the things we learn that we can help other people with and the insight that we have from that. We have our spiritual schools and the different paths and quests that we've each been on, parenting, relationship school, right? And all these different things that we've been through, they make you unique. And I really came to see as I started to look into this, like what is it that every time no matter where I go, what company I work for, you know, all these different companies I worked for out of college, I mean, I would be the top salesperson. I would sell millions of dollars for Hewlett Packard, for Pfizer. Like, what was I bringing that kept on landing me to shine in that area? And as I started to uncover it, and now I've come to call it your $1 million value. And so there's your unique value. You could also call it your $1 million value. Like I saw for myself, you know, my unique value is helping people be confident and ready with what they offer. So whether it's figuring out what you offer, packaging what you offer into an offer that's irresistible, or learning how to sell it, those are all like phases that I've been able to distinguish of it. And each one of us has a unique value. I think one of the people, Amy, that's so fascinating to watch because she's so public when we talk about this topic of having a unique value is Oprah.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Like, I have this thing I call getting on your dime. It's one of the ways I like to kind of articulate this. So imagine if, you know, in the world, there was a dime on the floor and it's like, that's the spot. Like, that's how precise it is, the unique value that you bring. Like, and what if the journey, the meant for more journey, is getting all 10 toes on that dime, right? Like we spend our life just moving toward it and then balancing on it and really honing it. And I think Oprah's such a cool example of getting on your dime and then getting the meant for more feeling and needing to move on to the next iteration. Because we watch her with the show for 25 years, you know, totally on her dime. Like, that's what it looks like when it's working. And then you saw, you know, 25 years in, something started calling her name. I'll call it that meant for more feeling, that feeling that won't go away. And when you get that feeling, in many cases, there is some letting go that needs to happen. And we watched her let go of the show. Whoever thought that would happen? And then we've watched her now getting on her dime. She's on the journey, you know, maybe there's a couple toes on the dime now, you know, back to like what she's creating through the OWN network and other projects that she has. So she's, you know, in that meant for more journey again. And so we each have that, right?
We do. And it's so powerful. And I know that some of my listeners right now, they're thinking, I don't know what that looks like for me getting on my dime. I don't even know where to start or what that looks like. And so a lot of my listeners, they've been at it for a while in the online business arena. So they've been building their businesses online, but some of them are just getting going and many of them are making pivots right now, whether it be that they're just called to do something else, but they don't know exactly how that's going to look, or we're recording this at a time where a pandemic is happening and they're reevaluating what their life looks like and what they want to do. So I guess my question is, how can my listeners identify and hone in on what their unique value is and how can they use it as an entrepreneur to increase their success and ultimately make more money?
Well, I think it's a really, really great question because we think about, at the time you and I are recording this, a lot of people have lost jobs or are not able to be out there, you know, using other sources for value, like trading labor for value or, you know, driving an Uber as value and the thing that we do have, and in the Meant for More book, this is the sort of the tagline. It's called the proven formula to turn your knowledge into profits. And trust me, when I wrote it, there was no way I could have seen this coming, right? Everything that we've been through with this pandemic. But really, if you think about it, what you and I have done, and really what there is the opportunity for everyone, is it's what you've got. You know, the asset that you have is your knowledge.
Yes.
All the tools, what do they add up to? What have you learned? What do you know? How can you help with that? So I had no idea when I wrote Meant for More and Hay House said, you know, hey, let's launch this book, which we have done, that the proven formula to turn your knowledge into profits would be the formula that people really could turn to create that additional income stream, to turn things around and to make a contribution, right?
Yes. So in your book, you talk about the Meant for More formula and you break it down. But can you tell me a little bit about like who is that formula for?
It's really for anyone who knows you've got that Meant for More feeling, like that there's something you've learned, there's something that you would like to contribute to the world, but you don't exactly know the steps to take. It's also for you if maybe you've had a long career in something, 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and you learned so much and you want to help up-and-comers. You know, maybe this is the second half for you and you want to show other mortgage professionals how you've done so well. You want to show other people in the health industry how you've pivoted into offering certification. You want to show other moms how you have navigated the college process. I mean, you know, you want to show how you've lost the weight and kept it off, or how you've enjoyed your 25-year marriage with so much fire. I mean, it goes on and on, right? There's so many things that each of us have value to offer, but in many cases, we don't realize what that unique value is. So the Meant for More formula, you know, it starts with making peace with sales. We sort of started talking about that earlier because you've got to be able to offer your value, but then it dives into discovering what that value is, right? And then it goes on to teach you how to take what you discovered and turn that into an irresistible offer that you could not only help people, but make money with. I'd love to jump into a few tips that folks could use right now just to kind of start following the breadcrumbs toward their unique value.
I love that. On this podcast, we try to get into some step-by-step, like actionable strategies that people can walk away with. So this is perfect. Give it to me.
Okay. So this is coming out of the second step of the Meant for More formula. You'll want to go grab the book. In fact, you can get it on any of your favorite booksellers. In fact, so many of our folks who've already gotten into it say, just tell everyone to get two, because you're going to start reading it and then you're going to want to take the one you have in your hands and give it to that person across the dinner table or across the conference room table that you think is so awesome, but you know they're meant for more and you can see it and they can't, right?
Yes.
So you have your copy and then you have that copy. And when you get in there, you'll see that in step two, we talk about discover your unique value. Here's some breadcrumbs to follow. So you can start right now. This is really a noticing process at first. So here's the first place to look. Let me give you guys three. The first place to look is look for places that are easy for you, but they're hard or baffling for others. My friend Robert Allen, you know, fellow best-selling author, he says, he calls this your piece of cake. Look for your piece of cake.
I like that.
Right? You know, for me, I love making offers. I feel like it's the biggest service that I can offer. It's a disservice when you don't make your offer of how you can help to another person. But for most people, they're worried about being pushy. They're worried about being salesy. So this turned out to be a business that we've done over $40 million of sales with.
Wow.
Because it was easy for me and hard for other people, right?
Yes.
You with online marketing, you know, it's even called online marketing made easy because for you it is easy, girl.
Right, right.
But what you do is you break it down for the rest of us, right? To be something that where we wouldn't even know where to start, that we have these easy to follow steps because of you.
Yes. And I think even with that, when I was building this business, where I finally kind of got put on the map is when I started to even double down on webinars. So it was like taking a big thing like online marketing, but knowing I was really good at webinars. There's a million things I wasn't good at, but I could really do a high converting webinar. So I started to double down there and it was easy for me. And I love that you bring this up. And I love that you call yours out as well, because some of my students in my audience will be like, well, I don't want to brag. I don't want to toot my own horn. And I'm like, toot it all you can. I think that's the point right now.
It's totally true. In fact, two points on that is that, yeah, webinars baffle people. It's a great example. For you, it's easy, and you make it easier for all of us that follow you. So that's a great, great example. And here's a kind of a counterintuitive point, but listen, you can hear it with Amy, you can hear it with me. What if you get paid the most for the things that are the easiest to you? Not
Amen.
The hardest, the easiest to you. Now, this is exactly the opposite of so much of what we've been taught. But look at Amy, look at me. You know, how you know you're on to your unique value is so many times when you're helping someone in that area. Like if I was helping Amy with her offer or she was helping me with my webinar, each one of us would be thinking, am I really getting paid for this?
You know, right.
This is fun. I'm with this cool person, showing him this thing that's easy to me. She's blown away. We'd both be thinking that, right? because and you guys will see when you're helping people in this area, you'll have that thought. You'll be getting paid the most up for the thing that's the easiest to you, and you'll be like, wow, am I really getting paid for this? And that, you know, that's the life. That is when you're really on what the Meant for More journey will take you to. That plus, you know, the other steps in the book. Now, I have a couple other quick ones.
Yeah, give them to me.
So here's a fun one. Look for the places that you meddle. Like you intervene. You know, this is how to discover your unique value. It's this area where you can't not butt in. I had a practice marriage in my 20s. And, you know, like same, I break things, difficult things down and make them simple. I think you have a similar skill set.
Right.
I remember like my practice husband, he used to call me, you know, anything he did, I would always come in and guess what? I had a better way. Mm. And he used to call me Mrs. Better Way. So if you want to find your unique value, look for those places in your life where you are Mr. or Mrs. Better Way. You can't help it. It's just you look at that area of life. It might be staying healthy or losing weight or managing finances or, you know, and you see it. You just see it so much clearly than anybody else.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah. Mr. or Mrs. Better Way. That's a clue. Okay. And I'd say a third place is if you've ever heard the phrase, okay, everybody think about your life and think if anyone's ever come up to you, and it's usually more than once, probably happens all the time, where people come up to you and say, oh, Amy, could I take you to Starbucks and just pick your brain 20 minutes? I just want to pick your brain about X.
Yes.
Right? Like how you build such great webinars, how you have such a big online following, you know, how you do your podcast. Like you've all got areas where people want to pick your brain. How do you stay so organized, right? How do you dress so you always look like $1 million? That is a clue toward your $1 million value. Again, it's something that others can see, but it's hard for you to see because you're so close to it.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I love that. I mean, I love that you're giving us actual things to think about as people are starting to think, where is my value? Where do I show up as my best self? And I love that idea that you mentioned earlier that it could just be easy for you and you wouldn't even think of it because it's so easy, but that's part of it. Okay, so will you go through the steps with me one more time? Because this is a big part of the book, you guys, this Meant for More formula. It's in the book, but there's 5 steps, right?
Yeah. So okay. Once you discover your unique value, claim your gifts, that's step 2. Then we go back up to step 1, which is actually, you know, if you're going to identify your value, before you do that, let's open your mind to reframing the game and making peace with sales. Because here's what happens when we don't know our unique value and we just give it away all the time because we think, well, it's easy for us. It must not have value. Okay. We think it's easy for us. It must not have value. So we give it away. What happens is those people that pick our brain, what do they end up doing with it? When we really tell the truth, they generally don't do anything. Right? They don't have any skin in the game. You told them how you lost the weight and keep it off. They go home and devour a half a box of cookies. Like nothing happens.
Right.
Right? So what, there's this cycle that's happening there where we get reinforced that this thing that could be our $1 million value, our ticket to contribution, abundance, making a difference, fulfillment, everything we want, we give it away free. People do nothing with it. So it just reinforces what we were thinking, the false belief that it doesn't have value. So these things are really, I went back and forth. Which one's first? Does it make peace with sales or claim your gift? Does it claim your gift or make peace with sales? So you'll have to get the book to see where it landed there. But first we open up your mind on like to really realize that we're all selling all the time. I mean, you know, you've got a 17-year-old son over there. I've got a 16-year-old and we are, right? I mean, you want anything done around here, it's got to seem like their idea.
So, yes.
So when you kind of make peace with that, it's happening all around you, you might as well get good at it. And then you layer your unique gift on top of that. And wow, what if I could make an offer with that? So step 1 is make peace with sales. Step 2 that you'll see in the Meant for More book is claim your gifts. That's where we discover your unique value, your $1 million value. Then what do you do with that? So step 3 really gets into what happens if you don't take action once you see it. You know, it can be, and some of you have seen it and not taken action. It's kind of hiding in your hard drive somewhere. And when you start to see the cost of that, you will get inspired and will give you the tools to kind of get past it needing to be perfect and really be willing to get it out there. You know, you'll find courage that you didn't know you had when you get into step 3 around getting into action and really specifics on that, not just a motivational talk.
Yeah.
And step 4 of the 5 steps is like, all right, I'm starting to see my gift. You know, let's say you have a gift where you always have conversations with friends that are in a big snarl in their mind about some relationship thing. And you're the one who can, they talk to you and they get totally clear, right? Maybe that's your gift, helping people get clarity in their communications. You never know what it could be. So step 4 is how do we turn that into what we call an irresistible offer? And this is the thing that I, you know, we got on the Inc. 500 floor and that we've been teaching entrepreneurs for over 10 years, how to craft an irresistible offer. Well, we include the steps right in the Meant for More book, plus back up and show you what your gift is so that you can make an offer with it.
Ugh, so good.
Step is really about living it. Like, great. You know, you claimed your gift, you're in action, you've made peace with sales, you even know how to present it as an offer without being pushy or salesy. And step 5 is called live your more. And this is really where we lay out literally a plan, a 30-day plan to live that more, to not just have it be something cool and insight you had, but to get it, you know, beyond the pages of the book and into your life.
I love a good step-by-step plan. So I'm a big fan of the meant for more formula. But you said something when you were going through those steps that I want to touch on. So you said that we are selling all the time. And I know in the book, you say every single day. And so I'd love for you to share some of the ways we sell daily, because I think it's a crucial part of shifting our mindset around selling, especially as an entrepreneur trying to make an impact and share our unique value with the world.
Oh, it's so true. In fact, I'm flipping through so I can literally share it with you. It's funny. I at the time that we're recording this, I had just gotten it in my hands. And so here it is. So all the different ways that you are selling all day, every day, let's run through a few.
Okay.
So, getting kids to get ready for school, do their homework. Help out around the house, go to bed.
Yes.
Let's see, making travel plans with your girlfriends, right? Where should we go? Should we drive or fly? What level of hotel are we going to stay at? Like, if you've got a preference or an idea or you want to inspire, you know, you are influencing, I guess, is another way we could say it, or inviting is another way to say it. And then there's more the kind that's obvious to us. So pitching your partner, that could be business or personal, on an idea. It could be something big, like a big move, or something small, like making a plan to go to have a meeting or a date. Again, anytime we want something to happen, that we want to inspire action, we are selling. We're enrolling. We're inviting. Enrolling a homeowner into a recurring weekly or monthly service. Maybe that has something to do with your company. Sharing ideas and your ideas in a meeting. Email or presentation, right? Or I'll add webinar, Amy. offering advice to a friend, right? You know, sometimes when you can see it and they can't, and you just really, really, really want the best for them. Boy, if you do anything with volunteers, coordinating volunteer efforts, pitching a potential client, getting buy-in from your boss, you know, is there something you want to see happen? Maybe it has to do with your own advancement or someone else's. All of these different ways, you know, any area in which you want to persuade someone to get into action or to see something from your point of view, all of these scenarios require selling. But what they don't require is being pushy or manipulative or trying to get one over on someone. You know, that's really the important distinction here, is that making peace with sales is really, it's empowering for you. And also for the people that you care about.
So true. It's such a great lesson to learn. And you are the perfect person to teach it to us. So I'm so excited that I finally got to have a chat with you about a topic that I know my audience is very interested in and wants to grow in this area. So first of all, thank you so very much. It was so valuable to hear from you. But also, your book is out right now. So the book is called Meant for More. And you actually have more than just the book available. So you can get the book wherever you guys buy books. But once you do, Lisa has a little bit something extra. Will you talk about that?
Absolutely. So make sure to, when you go to, you know, your favorite bookseller, type in Meant for More by Lisa Sasevich. So you get the right book. You'll see it there with its blue, white, and red cover. And so let me just say, most people, I've heard this so many times, say that, like I said earlier, they wish they bought two. So you might want to do that right out of the get-go. It is there. It is ready for you. And then I also have a gift that is really a companion to the book. So order the book. You know, I'm sure it'll be on your doorstep very quickly. And then go to meantformoregift.com, meantformoregift.com. And we have a course that we created. It's called Discover Your Unique Value. So it drills down into step two of the Meant for More formula. And whether you're already out there doing what you love and you have a sense of your value, or you're just looking at this for the first time, it's going to take you to the next cut. We created this course to sell it as a $500 program. And then, you know, when everything happened in the world about a month back and we all had a little more time on our hands indoors and people were really, really needing to create new income streams, we decided we would launch it out as a gift. And so, Amy, I wanted to bring that back here for your listeners, that this $500 mini course that you can get for free right now for being here, for listening to Amy's great show, you go to meantformoregift.com. You'll put your name, first and last, in email. And that is because we're going to put you into our paid online business academy, where the people who buy courses from us go to take courses. You'll get this mini course that has a workbook that you download and three short videos. You can do the whole course in about an hour. You may want to take a little more time to really dig deep. And it's going to start having you uncover your unique value. It's called the Discover Your Unique Value mini course. And while your book's on the way to you, you can get started with that today. Now, once you do enter your name and email at meantformoregift.com, make sure to go check your email, because you do have to get the access code to get into the Online Business Academy. And then when your book arrives, you know, you're perfectly positioned now to dive in, start making peace with sales, you know, see all the different stories of people who discovered their unique value. It'll give you so many great ideas. Plus, you know, it'll show you how you can action on what you learned, and also the very specific steps to turn that into what we call an irresistible offer, one that the people who need you will thank you for. So that's at meantformoregift.com. So the steps are: go get the book, one or two copies, and then and that would be from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you like to buy books, and then go to meantformoregift.com and start it on the mini course right now while you're waiting for it to arrive.
Awesome. Well, thank you so very much for this free gift. I know it's incredibly valuable. I love that you can get through it in about an hour and that it's totally free. So thank you for that so very much. Guys, go grab this book. You are going to be so very glad you did. Lisa, thanks for being on the show. I truly appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much, Amy. And thanks for all the important work you're doing with helping people get out there with their offer and their gift. My hope is to have, you know, even more people, you know, knocking at your doorstep because they've got their gift in hand and now they want it. Online marketing made easy.
Perfect. I love that. Thanks again. And I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks.
So there you have it. I think what I love most about Lisa is her confidence in selling. And that's one of my biggest wishes for you, that you uncover your unique value, if you haven't done so already, and really own it. Because it's mind-blowing what we can do in the world when we share our gifts. I want you to go to the show notes right now, scroll down to the bottom, grab your copy of Meant for More, and check out her free training. Also, I'd be extra grateful if you just took a moment to leave a review of this podcast wherever you're listening to this episode. That way, I have the opportunity to reach more people with my unique gifts so that I can help them build businesses online, including helping you. So thanks so much for tuning in. I can't wait to see you same time, same place next week. Bye for now.